God's declared purpose. In his work, The Gospel, on page 15, Bert Bauman wrote, "God's declared purpose from the beginning was to produce children in his image, that is, sons of God. Let us make man in our image." Genesis 1 verse 26. Contrary to common belief, Adam was not the ultimate fulfillment of that declaration. He was only the beginning, or phase one, of creating a son of God. Jesus is the firstborn of what God purposed for Adam and all of his offspring. Colossians 1:15 states, "Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature." This last Adam is what God had in mind when he declared his intention in Genesis. The first Adam was merely a living soul. The last Adam is a life-giving spirit. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 45. And verse 49 says, "And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly." The man of dust is a necessary first step in producing the man from heaven. He must return to dust and be made alive by the power of God in order to bear the image of heaven. Death is not an accidental, but a pre-planned step in the process of creating sons of God.